Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
I'd really like to do that, but I just don't have time. How often have you heard that? But even more personal, how often have you said that yourself? I just don't have time. The fact is, you have exactly the same amount of time as does the next person in life, neither more nor less. 24 hours to every day, 168 hours to every week. When you find yourself saying, "I don't have time," you're really saying, "I don't consider this important enough to take time for it." But of course, that isn't always polite or courteous. I've also noticed something else. People who are the busiest and accomplish the most seem to find time for things that others never get around to doing. Why? Because they work faster? No. Because they are smarter? Again, no. Because they are better organized? Yes, undoubtedly. The person who has time for what is important has learned some valuable lessons that are not taught in school, but are learned by those who succeed in life. Like what? They have found the secret of making time work for them. The following are simple guidelines that will help you better use time. Guideline number one, start on time wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. Failure to do the right thing at the right time is the cause of most habitual tardiness. It would be well for us as parents to teach our children not only how to tell time, but to teach them proper timing as well. Guideline number two, do it now. You have often heard that it is said, it's not what we do, but what we don't get done that tires us. Procrastination only adds dread and dislike to work that must be done anyway. William Feather said that the problem is that too many of us wait to do things perfectly, with the result we do nothing. The way to get ahead is start now. While many of us are waiting until conditions are just right before we move ahead, others are stumbling along. By the time that we, in our superior wisdom, decide to get started, we discover that the fools, in their blundering way, have traveled a considerable distance. Guideline 3. Learn when to say no and when to say yes. This is a matter of what you consider to be most important. Budgeting your time wisely is as important as budgeting your money wisely. The next time you're tempted to say, "I don't have time," ask yourself, "To what then am I giving first claim on my time? Am I really putting first things first? Could I say no to some of the demands made on my time in order to have more time to do what is really important?" Guideline number 4, take time out. "There is no music in a rest," said John Ruskin, "but there is the making of music in it." People are always missing that part of the life melody. Break routine now and then in order to do something that puts zest back into your life. Time is a fixed income. Rich or poor, genius or simple, each of us has the same number of hours in a day in which to live. Actually, when you get right down to it, time doesn't come to us in days or hours, but just a moment at a time. Your life is made up of what you do 1 minute after the other. Guideline number 5, never presume upon tomorrow. What is the most important part of your life? Now, today, because this is the only time that really belongs to you.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.